Courts on the West Coast are expected to reopen today after a 10-day shutdown. Yesterday, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order forcing the carriers to end their lockout of union dock workers. Large quantities of inward and outward-bound freight have been stacking up at ports along the western seaboard. A report on that soon, but first, the Bush administration is requesting an 80-day cooling-off period for the dispute under the Taft-Hartley Act. The judge will decide on that next week. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The president spoke somberly yesterday on the lawn outside the Oval Office. The closure of West Coast ports, he said, was hurting farmers, retailers, manufacturers, and consumers, and the federal government must act.
Because the operation of Western ports is vital to our economy and to our military. I have determined that the current situation imperils our national health and safety.
The lockout was the culmination of 5 months of bitter contract negotiations between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shipping companies. Their major disagreement is over technology. The employers want to upgrade technology at the ports. The union fears it'll cost jobs. The lockout occurred after the Pacific Maritime Association, or PMA, accused dock workers of staging a slowdown. The unions denied that. Yesterday, just before President Bush announced his decision to seek a Taft-Hartley injunction, the union agreed to extend the contract for another 30 days while negotiations continued, but the PMA refused the offer. Steve Stallone, the union spokesman, believes the employers would prefer a Taft-Hartley injunction.
Under the Taft-Hartley, there are fines and contempt of court citations, possible imprisonments, if the union does anything that is perceived to be in violation of the contract. And we're very concerned that PMA is going to immediately start accusing the union of doing slowdowns and try to get the Bush administration to say that we're in violation of the injunction and start imposing these fines.
PMA President Joe Mineacci agreed that the Taft-Hartley is a better deal for the shipping companies than a mere 30-day extension of the old contract.
The Taft-Hartley does give us some protection if the union does start their slowdowns during the Taft-Hartley injunction itself. In fact, the judge warned from the bench when he granted it that there will be no slowdowns.
But the availability of sanctions isn't the whole point of seeking a Taft-Hartley injunction, says Mineacci. During the cooling-off period, both sides would have to work with a mediator.
These are difficult issues, and sometimes when change is very, very hard, people's fears get in the way. And a mediator could have helped us, I believe, from the very beginning. And I think a mediator will help us now.
This marks the first time in a quarter century that a president has sought a Taft-Hartley injunction. But it's not the first time the Bush administration has been involved in a labor dispute. The White House blocked walkouts in 3 recent airline negotiations. Also, the administration wants the option to suspend some union agreements for workers in the proposed Department of Homeland Security. It's been the major stumbling block to gaining congressional approval for the new department. Rich Trumka, the secretary-treasurer of the AFL-CIO, complains the Bush administration habitually takes the side of employers.
We're very concerned that his administration has systematically undermined the collective bargaining process, whether it's been in the rail line industry or the airline industry, and now in the public sector. He's taken unprecedented steps that have never occurred before, and it will have the result of having worse labor relations rather than better labor relations. We're very concerned about that.
The White House denies it's chosen sides in the port conflict. But if the court grants the administration's request, cargo will move through the ports for at least the next 80 days, keeping store shelves filled and assembly lines humming. That could mean a boost both for the sagging economy and the president's credibility in handling it. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.